Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news-ad-free. That's amazon.com/news-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Welcome to Roastcast, the number one Bachelorette recap podcast, a Mentel All, moderate Mentel All recap, high level overview of Mentel All podcast, hosted by a male and a racial best friend duo.
One of the worst Mentel All podcasts out there.
Yeah, a begrudging Mentel All yes. Recap.
Nobody does it worse.
Nobody does it worse.
Nobody does it with a worse attitude and less interested. This had one thing that was different about it that I liked, but for the most part you could have scripted this. And in fact, this is what I might do this next Michelle's season.
Script it,
fan fiction. Write a script before Mentel All comes out, predicting how I think it'll go, and it'll be. I bet it'll be pretty accurate. I've seen a lot of these things. I'm guessing it'll be
that
pretty
sounds
accurate.
Like a tremendous idea that I'm very interested in.
I know I have to do it now. It'll be good. It'll be good. First things first, AB is on vacation next week. So our recap of the Hometowns episode will not be out until the weekend.
Saturday at the earliest. Probably Sunday.
Maybe Monday. Next Wednesday, there will not be a Rosecast in your feed. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Listen, I got excuses. You want some excuses?
You don't owe anybody anything.
We were going to go on this vacation last spring break, and then COVID hit. You ever heard of COVID? It changed plans. Now we've pushed it back as far as we could. It happened here. I didn't know this would be going on.
Period.
You don't have to explain it to me.
Period. You think I'd choose Hometowns? No. I'm not even going to. Here's the thing. You feel bad for you. Feel bad for me. I'm not even going to be able to watch this thing until Thursday or Friday, probably.
You're trying to make people feel bad for you while you're on vacation?
Yes.
I don't know how that's going to go over. The point is, it's going to be late. Spin Zone, it'll be closer to the when the finale recap releases.
You'll be able to listen to it and then have it fresh in your mind and then watch the finale.
That's another reach of a spin zone. But hey, it is what it is. What do you say? They've been jamming these shows down our throats every week for a year and a half, it seems.
When was I going to go on a vacation?
When's he going to go?
When was I going to go with The Bachelor?
There's no options.
It'd be a good time. There's no good time.
Speaking of the schedule, while we're talking about it, let's just preview it. Next week, Hometowns is airing. Our delayed recap will follow almost a week later. Sorry. Then after that, the week after that, August 9th is the 3-hour finale. Thank you to the franchise for only doing one 3-hour episode this season. I legitimately appreciate that. Then the week after that, August 16th and 17th is Paradise Week 1. Can't wait for Paradise.
I had to go on vacation. I didn't want to miss any.
You can't
paradise.
Miss Paradise.
I couldn't have missed Paradise. That's way more important than this finale or whatever, Hometowns.
Or whatever. Based on my calculations, either Tuesday, August 21st, or if there's 13 episodes like last Paradise in 2019.
Is it two a week?
It's always Monday, Tuesday on Paradise.
Okay, yeah. Couldn't remember that.
6 or 6.5 weeks with 2 episodes a week. The finale of Paradise, I would expect to be August 21st or Monday, August 27th. One of those 2 dates is my prediction. And then Michelle's season premieres October 19th. News about that this week, that is airing on Tuesdays rather than Mondays.
Because of Monday Night Football?
No, because of Dancing with the Stars, the real juggernaut of this.
Okay.
Bad sign, frankly, for the franchise. Just bump the Bachelorette to Tuesdays. So that's what's happening. Any questions?
Okay. No questions at all. Yeah, no questions. No, I'm good.
Thankfully, this wasn't just a men tell all. We got a big breakup to kick off the episode. I'm very curious to hear your thoughts on this breakup, AB.
I got some thoughts.
Good. And I'll say this before we get into it. I'm glad this happened when and how it did, because it would have been too brutal if she did meet the child, or if Katie had to let Michael down after he was so close he could taste it, envisioning their life together. I think this was best for all parties, audience included.
Do you think, had he not, where do you think he would have ended if he didn't leave? Where would your prediction be for what place?
The way she's talking, it might have been one. Definitely two at the worst.
That's where I ended it. Two at the worst, probably one. She seems like she's really had talked herself into and was excited about the life she'd be living with him, which he's the only one that can provide that life to her instantly. So
they all say when you let him go at this point or they leave, they all say, I could have seen myself. Some vagary.
Nah, she was planning it.
I could see myself walking away with that person. She said that about the last 10 people.
Yeah.
She went a step further here and goes, I know what my life would be with Michael, and something like, I wanted that. Like, that's what I wanted.
that's the life I wanted. I'm going to have to settle now is how it sounded to me.
Basically. Or maybe not. Stay tuned for a theory on that. Okay. Let's just go to the Michael scene, teeing up his departure.
Okay.
He's FaceTiming with his son. No mimosa in sight.
No mimosa.
Glaring.
It wasn't a time for that.
Conspicuously absent. Michael says his son's not attending hometowns out of protection for him. You know, this situation is barely explainable to an adult. Mm-hmm. You try to explain what happens here to an outsider who doesn't watch the show, they don't get it. A 7-year-old, totally pretzeled if you try to explain this. Michael tells him he's on a work trip. He's FaceTiming with him. The quote from the child, and I need you to wait. I'd like to hear your thoughts on this. Maybe daddy left because he doesn't want to see me. I think his kid's talking to his grandma or something in the room.
Yeah.
Maybe daddy left because he doesn't want to see me. Mike's response.
That one hit hard.
If I'm Michael, I'm not letting you guys film my private conversations with my kid who doesn't know he's on camera and is just not.
Hold up, Rim.
I'm just saying.
If you want the FaceTime, This
he's weighing the
he's getting a perk. If you want this benefit that we're not giving other people aren't getting to FaceTime parents and stuff like that. Of course it's a risk, but if you want to do it and you want to be on the show and you want to FaceTime, otherwise you can just not FaceTime. That's your choice.
Okay.
But if you want to FaceTime, it's going to be on camera. Believe that.
I understand they're definitely recording this.
Yes.
I'm just not sure if it's the juice was worth the squeeze if both times he talks to his kid on camera, the kid's saying stuff like, Daddy doesn't want to see me because he's been on vacation for 2 months.
He talked to him every day, so there's tons of times he didn't see. It was definitely worth it still. It obviously was risky.
It was risky. My second takeaway from this... you'd know better than I. Kids just be saying stuff, AB. They don't mean it. You know what I mean?
Listen,
they
say the
darndest
things.
On
the head, Rim. Kids say all sorts of wild shit. Doesn't matter. And here's the thing. A couple things from me. Just like you said, kids say wild shit all the time. Can't take it personally. All the time they're saying stuff that makes no sense or contradicts something they just previously said or... And they forget what they said. So James doesn't remember what he said later.
He's waiting for his toaster strudel to pop up, yammering. That's all that's happening.
The kid is just talking. He's probably tired of talking to Michael right now, so he's trying to get off
at him.
He's trying to get off the phone. He's got other stuff to do. He wants to go play. He wants to go do other stuff. the other point I want to make is Michael needed someone to talk him off the ledge because this hit hard. Obviously, mm-hmm. that him hearing that first thought is, OK, I got to get home. It's starting to affect him. Whatever. He needed someone in his ear saying, hey, he probably said that's not even the top 10 most outlandish thing that kid said this morning. OK, he says wild shit all the time. He doesn't mean it. It doesn't mean anything. That didn't mean anything. But he didn't have that person. And I'll tell you why, Rim. The producers, okay?
Oh.
The next Bachelor. They don't want him to win this season of The Bachelorette.
I like this
theory.
They
could have kept him there. One person gets in his ear and is like, hey, it's no big deal. We'll call him later. He'll be over it. He'll be over it.
What did they say instead, AB?
They said, okay, let me lead you down there to Katie's room immediately after you get off the
while
phone.
You're reeling from this.
While you're reeling, I'm not going to say anything. Yeah, that was pretty bad, Michael. Let's head on down to Katie's and you guys can have a conversation. That's what they did to this guy. Instead of talking him off the ledge,
it's because
they want him to be the next Bachelor, in my opinion. All it would have taken was one person to be like, this is not a big deal, which it's not.
I believe that theory. I think that's totally possible. To me, it just seemed like, Michael, this moment has already occurred on this season. Why now, when you're so close and your chances of ending up with Katie are so much higher than they were the last time we saw a moment like this, would it be a deal breaker? And I think, personally, that Mike went on the show to kind of get back out there, do something fun, get out of his comfort zone, try something new, maybe
free vacation.
Polish his game a little bit, free vacation, says the dad, or possibly connect with a potential romantic partner. Once he accomplished all that, and he did, he nailed it. He stuck the dismount on this whole operation. Once he did all that, he thought, I think, you know what, this has gone on long enough. I miss my kid. I'm cool leaving now.
That's another, hey.
Maybe that's a super cynical view, but I just find it hard. It seemed like the reasons for Michael going there had been fulfilled at this point.
Another thing it could have been is in his head, he had, you know, if my kid starts to feel this way, I will shut it off no matter what. And it happened and he just shut it off. It didn't matter what time in the series it was, but he had made that decision beforehand. I mean, what the kid said would be hurtful.
No question.
Be hurtful to hear from anyone. I would have reacted the same way. Okay, I got to get the hell out of here. This is going to have lasting impacts on my kid. This is ridiculous what I'm doing. But again, someone could have talked me off the ledge there. Because a quick reminder, kids say everything. Anything and everything, they'll say.
So you think if an hour had passed and, like you said, someone said, we can smooth it over later.
Hey, go chill. Go have a mimosa.
What's another 2 days?
We'll call him later. Yeah. You can see him at hometowns, maybe.
We can work it out.
Yeah, we'll figure it out. If they cared about him winning this season, I think they could have figured it out and he would have stayed. But
fair.
They didn't.
They didn't.
They didn't.
So Michael goes to Katie's room. He's been looking forward to hometown since the second he met you. First, Michael delivered this speech. Mike has great speeches that don't come off like pre-written or prepared. He might just be speaking off the cuff when he speaks. And if that's the case, he's one of the great extemporaneous speakers of all time, since Roy Jones, some would say. Michael was skeptical, but he had a gut feeling because of Katie. He loved the one-on-one date. Something happened that changed things for me. Tells Katie what happened on the FaceTime. Katie, sad. I think, conspiracy corner, deep down, she's probably relieved that she doesn't have to do this to him, break his heart.
Yeah. Makes it easier for her, that's for sure.
I think it makes it a little easier for her.
But again, I got the feeling maybe she was leaning his direction.
Yeah. Yeah. I wrote that before she basically said she loved him, which is, she stopped just short of saying. She said, I had so many things I was going to tell you. Michael brings out the stopwatch that he had night one. Something about time and love.
This could have
been off the dome.
Ran out of time.
Great nice. Line. However,
nice.
They didn't run out of time. I mean,
the time could have kept going. You could have just kept the time going. How many weeks, logistically, what are we looking at here? 2 weeks?
Maximum.
2 weeks more? So he's been down
the
four
days. They could get his kid in, and he could be there without meeting Katie. Maybe he could stay with him for the rest of the week or two, or they could go.
Yeah, I mean, eventually he would have to. The kid would have to meet Katie, so they would be bringing the kid to them. I would assume at some point, a week, another week. What's another week? Someone needed to talk this man off the ledge.
The kid would have been fine, I think. Couple more days.
The kid was gonna be fine. The kid was still loves Michael. He talks to him every day. Another thing about kids, they just have bad days sometimes.
Sure.
Like, they'll say hurtful stuff to you.
They're just cranky stuff. Kids.
They don't mean it. They're just cranky. They're just kids.
They're just
probably
kids.
Cranky that morning. So many explanations other than the one thing I can't comprehend is his son, like, not loving him anymore. That's not something that happened.
I don't think that happened either, AB.
That's just something I can't imagine.
I feel bad kind of raining on the Sleepless in Seattle moment, but, you know, if these two wanted to be together and Katie really wanted to be this kid's mom, I feel like they could have just done it. They could have just figured it out.
The other thing is Katie could have left. We hadn't talked about Katie.
Saying, what do you mean?
You know, okay, I'm going to shut it down and I'm going to come with you. Let's go figure this out if I really loved you. They're probably not at that part of the relationship yet. They haven't said I love yous and stuff like that. So I don't blame her for that. But if she really did see this life as her life and him as her spouse, she could have just shut it down too.
I thought that was a possibility. Michael says, you taught me a lot. You taught me how to love again. Straight up, this was just a movie. And I mean that as a compliment. Michael's
taught me how to love
up.
Again is a line for the ages.
He's great. And it's, it just seems sincere to me. More so than the vast majority of these moments. I'm just like, God, this guy means what he's saying. I believe it.
I didn't roll my eyes. Not once. And I'm constantly rolling my eyes at people. Roll them once.
Michael is the real deal.
The real deal. I wrote here, has this series ever seen a better man?
He's the
man. I don't know the answer to that.
He's probably the most likable cast member in recent memory, given his backstory and how sweet he was on screen. And as we saw in the bloopers in the mental all, he's got a sharp wit.
He's got a little something else to him too. A little something, little edge.
He got a little edge. He likes letting the edge out. He hasn't been around a group of adults in a long time.
Yeah, when he's around the adults, he's got a little edge to him. He's not corny, not all corny.
That's got to feel good watching that.
Yeah.
All right. Anything else on this? This was a great scene. I'm glad they did it when they did. And I enjoyed watching it for what it's worth. The logic made no sense. I stand by that, but it was a nice scene.
It didn't make sense, but it also made sense. If he heard that, it hurt, I'm sure. So it makes sense that he would leave. But then if you look at a big picture, it doesn't make sense.
A couple days away. You're so close, Mike. You're so close.
You're so close. You're so close. You were at hometowns. Let's see how hometowns go. And
you
then
made it
leave.
To hometowns.
You made it.
And you know Justin's not winning, so you got a 1-3.
you know that Justin is not winning. Okay, you could even go to hometowns, see how it goes. If it doesn't go that well,
then do this.
What if it went really well?
Yeah.
What if it was perfect? She fits in perfectly with the family. You could have explored that a little bit, and it would have only cost you another couple days.
Michael just wants to be the bachelor, and he's a devious calculating. This is how I get my shot. Who knows?
Who knows?
I don't think that's true. Men tell all.
Wait. One more line.
Ooh.
Katie, all I'm trying to do is find my person, and it's very possible my person just left. That's a lasting line for this season. She also had another line. Katie had a bunch of good lines from both of them.
This was a bunch of lines on
both
sides.
Something about Michael already has a life, you know, made.
Set.
He just needs someone to fill in that one spot. Yeah. I want to be that person.
Yeah.
That's another good line.
This Michael and Katie would have been like they would have felt, if they ended up together, like an old school bachelorette couple where they just go back into obscurity and just post pictures
just
of their kids.
Just have a really good life.
Have a nice, idyllic life.
That's what she lost here.
Mental law in attendance, 12 guys. Courtney, Cody, Carl, Trey, Brendan, James, Kyle, Aaron, Connor B., Hunter, And then Andrew S. and Michael, the big dogs, the Bachelor contenders. Those two seats are reserved for the two Bachelor contenders from the season. Michael,
I didn't know,
was in the Bachelor seat. Go ahead.
I didn't know who Cody was.
Well, as we, as they remind us, him and Aaron had that spat, and yeah, she sent him home in the middle of a group date. I forgot about a lot of things that occurred. That's the way it goes. 15 people were not in attendance. That is more than that were.
Good.
I like that. We don't need them piping up trying to be relevant.
We don't need freaking other Connor talking about something. We don't need that. I don't need that.
Marty Minerals. I would have liked to see Marty Minerals put on a little show.
Bust out the rocks.
Have the little table, and then like he unfurls them. Yeah, a little display with a blanket thing. Yeah. Marty Minerals.
Maybe some, you know how they, you get a bunch of like sand and then you sift through it. Maybe one of those setups.
Like
where you find
rush?
The gold. Yeah, you find the gold, you sift for the gold. That seems like something you'd be into.
I would watch Marty Minerals YouTube channel going into a river looking for gold.
Yes, I would like him to have a gold setup.
Yeah. Marcus, the next 10, I don't remember. Marcus, Landon, Jeff, Gabriel, Austin, John, Garrett, Thomas.
Okay.
David.
That's a first name I recognize.
Now we're getting into that zone. David, Connor C., Christian, Josh, Andrew M., and Mike P., also not in attendance.
Oh, yeah. Mike P. wasn't there. Yeah. Forgot about him.
Okay. Listen, I'm not going through every moment of this. I'm not doing it. You can't make me.
You can't make us talk about freaking Carl and Brent and the Canadian guy. You can't about their square off. You can't make us talk about that. We're not going to.
All right. Well, then I guess you want to talk about Aaron and Cody? That's my next headline.
I don't remember. I just wrote, I don't remember this man at all.
Okay. Cody was.
And that they're really having to scrape the bottom of the drama barrel for this
really
season.
Were.
There wasn't that much drama.
This group of guys yelled to each other about, they all weighed in on something Cody posted to his Instagram story, kind of announcing that he was going to be on The Bachelor, which I find to be totally innocuous. Hey, I'm going to be famous. A little tongue in cheek. He probably did like the one eye closed, tongue out emoji.
Yeah.
Just like, hey,
yes,
could be crazy.
No big deal.
And then Carl chimes in.
I'm going to be on TV.
Exactly.
That's all that
no
was.
No big deal.
No,
he's just here
no
to be
problem.
Famous. It's like, all you guys, I'm just tired
You're
of
going-
it. All you guys are on this TV show.
What did you think about, that's a good time to bring up what Trey said. He kind of, yelled at us for saying that everyone goes on here to be the Bachelor. He's talking directly to us. He says that everyone does not. That's just not true at all. Do you believe that?
Trey said it's 100% wrong that everyone who goes on the show thinks about becoming the next Bachelor. I think that is 100% wrong, Trey. Agree to disagree, buddy. It's just, I'm sorry.
You're
it
lying
crossed
through
your
teeth.
Mind, Trey. It crossed your mind. I guess maybe some of them go on thinking maybe I won't be the next Bachelor, but maybe I'll
be a paradise.
A breakout star or paradise.
Paradise, 100% of people have thought about paradise. Yeah.
Because that's what you want, the beach life. Hunter stands up for Thomas at one point. He says, I don't think he's a bad person. The show makes you say and do things you wouldn't do normally. Aaron thinks he's a bad guy. They go at Hunter a little bit. Hunter clarifies that he wasn't in love with Katie, that he was merely falling in love.
I followed what he said.
Of course we did.
Yeah.
The love
Hunter,
tears.
You make sense. Love
makes
tears.
Makes perfect sense.
I follow you. People didn't hear. You heard the question. They didn't hear. It's all just a mix-up.
Somehow the other guys disagreed with Hunter's personal assessment of his own feelings. They're like, actually, yeah, you're wrong about that. Strangely, I was on the side of all the bad guys this far. I liked Carl when he called them.
I was fine with him.
They were doing a witch hunt. I liked how Carl did that. I liked Hunter. So they yell a bit for the segment back and forth. Tayshia and Caitlin throw it to a break. I wish they would have mixed. Tayshia and Caitlin would set them up, let them go at it, and then say, time for go to commercial. I wish they'd jump in and needle a little more, antagonize a little bit. Mm. But it's the first one. But yeah, that's what I was hoping.
Not a ton of follow-ups. Like
zero.
Spontaneous follow-ups from them.
Connor B. in the cat scratching post.
That's what cats have. You know what I'm... Not the hot seat, it's a cat scratch. That'll hit with a handful of folks.
I get you.
They said, Connor, remember when Katie said your kisses were booty, rancid, not safe for work, displeasing to viewers?
Do you remember just a few weeks back when all of America found out you were a trash kisser and it ruined your relationship that could have been something special?
I got to say, I feel bad for Connor, not just because of that, but also I think he was too committed to the cat bit.
Yeah, to where, yeah. You think?
I'm just not in terms of winning Katie's heart.
He licked
his
paws when they announced him.
He licked his paws.
You think he's too committed to the cat bit? Do you think? He licked his paws.
What I'm trying to
say
is, when the moment he licked his paws was the moment he cemented the rest of his life as cat guy. Everyone who meets him is going to be calling him cat guy forever.
Cat guy.
Is that what you want?
Maybe.
I don't know. Let's talk about this. Connor was watching himself. He was wondering aloud to the camera how bad of a kisser he is, and he didn't. When he was watching it, he didn't chuckle. He was just like, yeah, this has been on my mind for months.
I got some things to work on kiss-wise.
Caitlin asked him straight up, has anyone ever told you you're a bad kisser? He said he texted a couple of his exes. They said no. They lied to him. They knew, they understood how the gravity of the moment. It was a fragile moment.
Yeah, he's fragile right now.
He came to them in desperation, like, am I a bad kisser like all of America is saying right now? They're like, no. And then some, what did you make of this moment when he made out with the actress in the audience? Come on. I mean, what is it? I'm not calling it like I see it.
It's an obvious plant.
There was a spotlight on it.
It's an obvious plant.
She had a mic.
She goes, excuse me. And since she's mic'd up, okay, she's mic'd up. They have the spotlight on. You can't, number one, at a reunion show, it's not just like if me and you ever went to a reunion show, it would be like, oh, we have a thought. Let me stand up and chime into this reunion. What are you talking about? Obvious plant situation. He hasn't learned anything about the kisses. The kisses were too aggressive.
It was the same kiss. It was the same exact kiss.
It was the same kiss. Too aggressive. He hasn't learned a thing.
I really was watching, like, let's see, okay, did this player develop a jump shot in the offseason? Yeah. Like, what has he got to show us? He's had some time. No, it's the same exact kiss.
Same exact kiss. For someone that you've never talked to, that's the kiss you're going with?
Yeah. Tara from the audience.
Crazy.
I'm surprised they didn't link her IMDb on the undercard. They mentioned her name. She sat in the hot seat next to Connor. He offered her a rose.
That was absurd, too.
All right. Easy segment to make fun of. I liked it. It was funny. It was entertaining.
It was
entertaining.
It was very entertaining.
It was
WWE.
It was like Jerry Springer situation. Yeah. Mario.
I like fake stuff. I mean, I don't want to get you thinking I don't like when they fake things. As long as it's well done like this was funny.
It's got to be well done. This, you know, when someone random or some no-name person that seems nice goes home early on the season, you'll see people, justice for so-and-so. This was justice for Cat Guy. He had an opportunity to make out on a stage in front of a live studio audience. Now, did he stumble with the makeout? Some would argue yes, because there's no changes to the original form. Andrew S. in the hot seat. I didn't take a bunch of notes on this. I said
either.
Andrew's cute. He did the little heart.
Very cute. Did he do something different? What's going on?
He looks cuter. I just don't. I can't explain it.
Legitimately, what was going on?
His
he
skin
looked
looks smoother.
Does he usually?
Looks cute.
He doesn't have a beard usually, does he? Because he was baby. He was baby.
Baby.
He had the Mike Hart skin.
He
had the Mike Hart skin.
He was
blemish
looking really cute
in sight. He was looking
he was
cute.
Great. He was looking
the
great.
Man was looking great. I couldn't put my finger on what was different about him, but there was something different.
My Andrew S. did the little heartbreak transition into Bachelor audition deal.
Too little, too late. Did you see what happened right before
you
this show?
You just saw that, right?
Andrew, you saw this, right? You might as well pack it up. You're not getting the Bachelor.
No, I think it's possible still. I think it's possible.
Yeah, if he turns it down.
Or if someone from maybe Michelle's season, or I was reading this, technically the Bachelor isn't renewed.
Oh,
Like it'll still air. I'm sure it'll still air. But technically, at the moment, The Bachelor is a free agent.
You can't even announce one.
I don't think so. I don't know how the biz works. They were airing commercials. They were in casting commercials for it, but
yeah.
And Tayshia almost announced him. She said, "You deserve someone choosing you. You do." And pay attention to the cadence and the tone here. She goes, "And you will." Does that not sound like bouncing into the big announcement?
Yeah. Yeah, it really does.
Then it was silent. Nothing. She didn't say anything after that. I thought for sure that was it. And you will. But first, we got to see how Michelle's season goes. See if there's any standouts from there.
There's just not a situation where there will be a more likely bachelor on Michelle's season than Michael. It's just not possible.
Yeah.
It's not. He's going to be the bachelor unless he decides he doesn't want to do it, in my eyes.
I think so too. I agree. And I would love for him to do
perfect.
It.
He's perfect. He's perfect for it. He's great. He gives great speeches. You already talked about that. He seems to handle, you know, spontaneous
He's funnier than they made it seem. He's funny.
He's funny. He has the story, the once-in-a-lifetime story for the series.
Well, they had it with Emily Maynard, you could argue.
Yeah, that's Bachelorette. This is Bachelor.
Oh, okay.
Once in a lifetime. Okay. And he's got it all. And he's nice. He's everyone's favorite.
I'm with you. Let's take a quick break.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, "What the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass!" So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
There are some stories about my mom's life that I truly never get tired of hearing. From hilarious to heartfelt, tear-jerking to plot-twisting, her retelling of the events of her life, it always brings me joy. Just in time for Mother's Day, I found the perfect gift that captures all her stories for my family forever. It's called Storyworth. Storyworth helps you preserve precious memories and stories from your mom or mother figure for years to come. Here's how it works. Each week, Storyworth will email your loved one a thought-provoking question that you get to help pick. There's a wide variety to choose from. Some of my favorites are, do you have any keepsakes or heirlooms from your grandparents? And what's the furthest you've ever traveled? Storyworth makes the writing process a breeze. All your loved one needs to do is respond to that email with a story. Long or short, it doesn't matter. Then you'll be emailed a copy of your loved one's responses as they're submitted over the course of the year. Take it from me, you'll love their retelling of the stories you already know, and you'll be surprised by stories you've never heard before. After 12 months of fun, Storyworth compiles your loved one's stories and photos into a beautiful keepsake hardcover book that you'll be able to share and revisit for decades to come. You can even keep a copy of the book for yourself. Our family keeps these gorgeous Storyworth books always within reach in the living room. They're great to read through whenever we're together, and I know they'll be passed down through the generations. Believe me, I'm not the only one who loves Storyworth. There are more than 25,000 five-star reviews on Trustpilot, with millions of family stories preserved since the company was founded more than 10 years ago. So give all the moms in your life a unique, heartfelt gift you'll cherish for years. Storyworth. Right now, save $10 on your first purchase when you go to storyworth.com/rosecast. That's storyworth.com/rosecast to save $10 on your first purchase. Michael A. in the hot seat. Michael A., let's look at what we just watched. Let's recap the segment that aired at the beginning of the night. They show us back in the studio. Everyone's crying.
Everybody's crying. Hey, get us here. We'll shed some tears. Me and you will shed some tears in the audience. You'll get some great, you know, cutscenes of facial expressions. The expressions would be good from us. We'd be sitting next to each other, clowning around. They'd have good content. Get us to the show.
We'll see.
Quote from Michael. Wow. The wow is not part of the quote.
It isn't needed, though. I know which one you're going to say.
It's a reminder of what I had to do to be a great parent. And that balance all single parents have to deal with. Taking care of someone you truly love while trying to find happiness for yourself. I don't know if that's exact, but that's more or less the quote.
Wow.
There have been single parents on the show before. Not many have been given the airtime that he's been given. And I think he summed up kind of justifying going on the show and the struggle that a single parent has being on the show better than anyone has thus far. It was a nice moment.
Yeah.
What did you make of Caitlin asking if he was willing to get back together with Katie? If he's still open to that.
He said, Katie and I just had this connection that happened right from the beginning and nothing has changed. My mouth dropped when he said this, Rim.
I thought maybe...
I think, yeah.
Maybe.
Caitlin asked him if he still feels the same way. Would he try again? He said 100%. Wow.
Dust yourself off and try again, Aaliyah. After the break, they did unaired segments. Do you have anything on this? I liked when they showed Jason and Caitlin's proposal because I hadn't seen that.
I like that. Yeah, I hadn't seen that either.
So that was cute.
That was cute.
Katie comes out. Michael's up first. Okay, do you want to go down? Basically, they said, all right, men, take turns saying the nicest thing you could possibly think of about Katie. Aaron was chimed in. She called him Thomas.
It's no big deal. That's just names. A lot of names.
All right. Connor does a song. It's too long, in my opinion.
You got to give this guy credit, Rim. He really is leaning into everything that he came here and has been about. Cats. And songs. He just leans in. He's not backing down despite some people. He gets roast on the internet. He is laughing stock in some circles, but he still sticks with it. And that's respectable. I respect that. The fact that he came, the producer said, hey, Connor, can you put together a song? And he agreed to it. Hey. More power to him.
Yeah, no, that's a fair point. I just think it was a couple bars too long. It just went
It was way too long. And then he had a thing at the end where people could like sing along with him. And he did that like two or three times too long.
So it's just a little too long. Anyway, Connor, confirmed, here for the wrong reasons. In my opinion. Standing up and do a little ditty. Last segment, they do
a little ditty.
That was
he
a ditty.
He does ditties.
Connor Mellencamp. Last segment, after the break, they're talking about Carl. I don't even think Katie remembers which one Carl is. There was who is Carl right? Technically, he was right. I mean, he's right in the way that, you know, it'll be sunny this week and it's sunny one day of the week. Technically, I guess, I mean, you're throwing something at the wall. Yeah, technically, you're right.
Yeah, you're right.
Big, bold proclamation. Someone's here for the wrong reasons. Thomas, here via video chat. You thought Thomas was awkward in person. A Zoom call.
This is a State of the Union address, Rim. I'm surprised he didn't have an American flag waving behind him.
He did have one. I wouldn't have worn a suit, Thomas, on the Zoom.
I found the Zoom funny. I found that funny. He wouldn't. Number one, you don't have the guts to show up and face the music. Then you do this speech where you're dressed in a suit. Looks like
a presidential speech.
You were reading a teleprompter while you're giving it.
I didn't understand most of what he said. He said, everything that happened in New Mexico is still with me. I mean, this was not that big a deal. This conflict and why you were sent home was nothing.
The man was gutless to not show up there and face this.
We have to save maybe a family member was sick or maybe Thomas probably, he might have had a reason. But if he didn't, get him, AB.
He was a coward. If he didn't have any excuses and he just chose to do this, he's a coward.
You know they wanted him there.
Of course they wanted him there. He's the villain. He's the main villain. That's a whack villain to have, but he was the main villain of this season, so you know they wanted him there. They had Carl there. You think they're not inviting Thomas? Thomas chose not to go for hopefully a good reason, but if not, coward.
Thomas will be in paradise, I believe. That's
Really?
That's why they were so desperate, I think, to... Let me double check that.
That's why mental laws are kind of annoying sometimes. This is some of these guys' last chance to get on to paradise, and it shows.
Are you seriously telling me that I've complained about that for five years?
No, I'm talking to the people. I'm not talking to you, really.
It does show. That's why there's only 12.
It's a last-ditch effort to try to get into paradise for some of these guys like Carl. Is Carl in paradise?
Oh, yeah.
Is Aaron in paradise?
Yeah. Paradise is mostly the last two seasons.
Okay.
No, you're right. It's usually, especially when there's 30 people there, they're all jostling to try to get to paradise and or save their reputation or come off like the best possible guy and get some cheap pops. Cheap pops from the crowd. Said it before, I'll say it a million more times and so will you. This is pro wrestling. This show is pro wrestling. Okay? They're just trying to win over the crowd. The producers put people over. They set them up. They give them a push. It's all pro wrestling.
Yeah.
Bloopers. The only funny thing about the bloopers, I thought, was when they scared Tayshia. That was very funny. She fell on her ass. She was so scared.
That was
she
funny, and then
backwards.
She got up and she was, get your ass out of here, or something like that.
That was funny. Then Caitlin's talking to Katie. She asks if she has any regrets. She says, no, I'm happy with how it all turned out. We'll see, is my note. Subhead. Can you believe Justin is still here? !
Can you believe Justin isn't on the stage right now? The mental all stage. Yeah. I can't believe
that. Hey, Justin,
that.
Technically you're still on the show, but I mean...
Yeah.
I mean, come on. You gonna win? And then he gives the camera a look like I'm gonna win.
Justin is gonna be on the finale stage. Who would have thought that?
Isn't that something? And again, this is an anti-Justin. I love Justin, but he has not been one of the top four or five or six romantic partners for Katie at any point.
The finale, Caitlin and Tayshia are going to bring him on stage, and he's going to get a sit-down moment with Katie. Justin!
I know.
That's crazy.
That's crazy. Did you watch the trailer?
No.
Here's my bold prediction.
What's going on?
And this isn't completely based on the trailer, but it kind of confirmed my suspicion prediction. That this is a possibility. I can see Katie choosing not to end, choosing nobody.
And going back to Michael?
No. Just choosing nobody and being like, look, I'm not going to settle. It didn't work out with Michael. It doesn't feel right with Blake. It doesn't feel right with Greg. Me and Justin aren't there yet. I can't choose anybody at this point. I think that's a 20% possibility.
Okay.
So if you want me to do a percentage, I do 40 Greg, 40 Blake. No, 50 Blake, 30 Greg, 20 nobody. No, yeah. Add it up. That's 100.
Yeah, I'm just surprised you put Blake.
I had Blake number one last week, and, you know, nothing changed. I think that's a possibility. We'll see. I don't know. I don't know anything.
I don't know what's going to happen. I'm excited.
I don't either.
This usually is not like this. I thought Greg was going to run away with this thing, and I no longer think that.
Yeah. Anything else on the mental all, or?
Nope.
Okay. Mailbag. 773-234-7794. Last week's question, what did you think of the final segment with Katie and Andrew? More specifically, did Katie cheat, in quotes, on her boyfriends, also in quotes, by kissing Andrew post-breakup during the goodbye? First one is from Callahan. I don't think Katie cheated on her boyfriends with Andrew. She is not in a monogamous relationship with any of them, and also this is not real life. It was a bit weird. Also, I'm fine with Andrew leaving because Katie's invitation to stay was half-assed. It just seemed like she was still going to send him home, but later, and Andrew is right not to go through that. I think his note meant after the show thing, if things don't work out, look me up. And I think Andrew has confirmed that on social media. Callahan, thank you. Alex from New Jersey. Totally fine for Katie to kiss Andrew on his way out the door. She was invoking the well-known, quote, one for the road exception to cheating. If you're clearly saying goodbye to someone and moving on to other things, you get a one-time pass to kiss them. Or whatever.
I've never heard of this.
Upon the first reading, I did not see the or whatever. On their way out the door. Or whatever is quite the inclusion.
Or whatever?
On their way out the door. But don't do it a second time or that's cheating.
Interesting. I like that.
Or whatever. You get a one time in caps.
Read just that part again.
One time pass to kiss them, M dash or whatever, M dash on their way out the door. That's one of the great mailbag things. Just casual or whatever.
Or whatever. What do you mean?
Thank you, Alex from New Jersey. One of the all time mailbag texts. Or whatever.
Or whatever. That's the name of the freaking episode.
That is loaded. That is a loaded or.
Wow.
Ashley from Houston. As soon as I saw that the card Andrew S. gave Katie looked exactly like a date card, I knew this was producer driven. I think they encouraged him to write the note to open the door for him to potentially be the next bachelor, which personally I wouldn't mind because he seems fun and open to finding love. I think him and the producers didn't anticipate Katie going after him and asking him to stay. That's why there was the awkward interaction. Also, on a side note, as a Rockets fan, I'm so happy PJ Tucker won a championship before Harden.
Oh.
I recognize that Houston sports are a dumpster fire, so it's nice to see fan favorites who actually tries to put effort into the team win championships.
That's a hostile relationship, Harden and Houston fans, I'm sure.
Which is sad because he kept the local economy going for so long with the strip clubs. Carrie, thank you, Ashley. Carrie from L.A. I really don't consider Katie's kissing what's-his-face because literally none of the relationships are exclusive. All the relationships and quotes on the show are by definition open. If the other contestants have other expectations, they should not be on The Bachelorette.
Listen.
Go ahead.
I have a comment. Yes, it is an open relationship, but it's not an open relationship in the way we're thinking. It is open to the people that I know they're dating. If I'm on this show, I go on, I know you're going to be dating these other people until your relationships are over. You just can't kiss anybody. That's not what I'm agreeing to. You can't kiss someone out on the street just because we're in this weird situation. And once you break up with them, that's it. You're done kissing them or whatever. Okay? That's all I think.
Well said.
But hey, I could be wrong.
It's something I've never been able to wrap my head around. This is a totally bizarre.
I have these strict rules based on nothing, just how I would feel if I was on the show. And one of them is I'm agreeing that we're like, you are seeing multiple people, but that I don't see it as a completely wide open relationship. Like you can be dating anyone in the world.
Well, and as the number of people remaining winnows, the less open
you can only
it becomes.
I guess what it comes down to for me is you can only kiss people that are in the competition currently.
That are eligible to receive a rose.
And Andrew is no longer eligible, so he is no longer a part of that kissing equation for me.
Here's one that is touches on that a little bit. 909 area code. I'm not sure when it's cheating and when it's not, since I agree with Rim that this isn't real. Maybe when it's only two people left, but I do think you can break it off and then still make out, knowing they're leaving. You probably didn't have deep feelings for them and it was mainly all a physical attraction. AKA probably wasn't going to work out for them anyway. Although I do remember on Rachel's season when she said goodbye to Peter, they made out, but it was more sloppy / sad, whereas Katie was like, so can I get that face one more time with a huge smile? I think that was a little bit of why you thought of this question, because Katie's attitude towards the makeout was like, do you want to fucking make out, dude? Like, yeah. It wasn't like, I'll miss you forever. It was like, how about we fucking tongue each other? You want to do that? And he was like, yeah, for sure. That it just had the decorum was missing from the proper post-breakup, I'll miss you, makeout.
I would like to ask these everyone in the mailbag that is the opposite of what I think. If it's down to the final two, let's say Blake and Greg are the final two. Blake goes first. You see Blake's boots or whatever the fuck he's wearing.
work boots.
Whatever the fuck he's wearing.
Outdoor lugs.
He's wearing some outdoor boots and yeah. his boxers to go propose. Anyways, he's you have the scene in your head. It's Blake walking up. You see they scroll. You know they usually show the shoes, so it's the boots, and then they scroll up, but it's no pants. It's so it goes all the way
saying,
naked legs, naked legs up
big
to the
hairy legs
boxers.
With crew socks, khaki crew socks, like camping
yes,
socks.
Yes, camping. That's
these
exactly
bitches
what
are wool in New Mexico.
He's got some wool socks. And his boxers. It's a gag. It's a Blake, classic Blake gag, but he's doing it for the proposal, okay? So he shows up. He walks over there.
I love Blake.
Blake does his whole speech. She cuts him off. I like you, but more as a friend. We're too similar. You're like a brother to me.
Oof.
And then she lets him go, but then is like, one more kiss for the road.
Unacceptable.
And then I'm Greg watching that. My fiance? No, thank you. That'd be an issue. Okay? You saying that's not an issue?
Agreed in that scenario. Okay. In that fantastical scenario. Megan from Kentucky, this whole thing between Andrew S. and Katie was like watching a rom-com. I think Andrew didn't mean for the response to be as immediate as it was, which is why he looked so surprised. Katie wasn't very reassuring, so I understand Andrew not wanting to stay for a little bit just to get dumped again. Overall, love the dramatic moment in an otherwise predictable episode. Agreed, Megan. Note, I'm also wondering how much producers had a hand in this moment, especially since it seemed to set up a similar breakup story to Hannah B. or Becca K., wanting to be someone's first choice. That is kind of the old reliable, I'm not gonna be anybody's second choice. 719 area code. The opinion on this depends on when you see the guys as boyfriends with a breakup or contestants just being sent off and not winning. They can't all be boyfriends from night one, so when does the switch from boyfriend to contestant happen, or from contestant to boyfriend happen? I don't know. We'll never know. Speaking of Andrew, thanks for all the texts on that topic. We got several people mentioned this, and Andrew even reposted something to his story. Prep your ears for this, AB.
I'm ready.
Here's something from Brienne from Utah. Just wanted to throw out that why Giannis wasn't just drawing himself eating sushi.
Okay. I noted this.
I didn't.
I'd like to take credit despite not bringing it up in the moment. I forgot.
Oh, you want points for not even...
I want some points.
In
yeah.
retro.
I did notice...
Retroactive points.
The rated X nature rated of X. His picture. I noticed this in the moment. I did. I really did. Integrity.
All right. The lady who made the artwork at the... They saw at the beginning of the date painted a nature that was referential to women's private areas. He was doing the same with the sushi. Side note. Georgia O'Keeffe maintained... throughout her life that she was not painting private areas. She was just painting flowers. We all saw them.
Mm-hmm.
Perception is reality. Art is subjective. But that was Andrew's intention.
You look at Andrew's picture. That should have been...
It was
that
obvious.
Should have had a thing, like a blur.
I did. On our Instagram story, I blurted it out when I reposted.
Okay,
I said, whoa. Whoa. Can't show any of this. I blurred out the whole painting.
Yeah.
End to end, corner to corner. Thanks for texting in, everybody. Well, do you have a question for next week?
AB
half-assed on Mentel All
not
Week.
Not a good one. I've been workshopping some Michael questions. I just don't know where I want to go. No.
Here's the thing. By the time our next episode comes out, it'll be
it's going to be
long.
Let's just
stale.
Not have one.
Okay. Do you have a headline?
If you have any Michael related content you'd like to share thoughts on Michael, that's what the mailbag question is this week. It's just general thoughts on
how
Michael.
Much you like Michael?
If you like him, how did you feel about him leaving? Do you want him to be the next Bachelor? Around that.
Well, that should be an interesting mailbag to read. Yes, I love him. He's the best. 773-234-7794. I would like to encourage Michael haters to text in. I want to hear from you guys.
Yes.
I know Michael. He tipped 10% one time at the Applebee's.
Michael would never.
I don't think he would.
He knows the importance of tipping your
servers. He tips
servers.
In cash, and he shakes your hand double. hand clasp and looks you in the eye and goes, thank you for the wonderful service.
And then he goes up to
night.
Like the bartender who served him his drink. Each of them separately.
Thanks everybody. Power rankings, I suppose. Just eliminate Michael.
Let's take Michael out. I don't remember where I had him. Probably 2.
You had him 2. I had him 2.
Justin
I had him
at
3. Excuse me.
Leave Justin at 4 for me. And
you
then...
had him 3. I had him 3. I'm sorry.
We both had him at 3?
We both had Blake and Greg number 1 and 2. And then you left Justin off. You had number 4 empty. I assume you just want to delete Michael from number 3 and still leave Justin out of the top 4, which is getting offensive at
Greg
this point.
And Blake.
Why? Nothing happened.
I don't know. I just got a feeling.
You definitely didn't see the preview.
You really did. I'd like to flip them. Please flip them.
Okay. Most nonsensical power ranking shift in broadcast history.
Happened.
Nothing occurred. All right. Coming down to the end of Refer a Friend Month, we thank everyone who has participated. We will announce the winners of the t-shirt and the stickers in a week and a half when our next episode comes out. But rest assured, like I said, got it all in the spreadsheet. We appreciate you.
Still a few more days.
Anything else, AB?
I got a headline.
Did I not ask you for a headline?
No.
AB, do you have a Bachelor headline of the week this week?
Number 1, Tyler Cameron wrote a book that came out today that he...
Congrats to him.
He details his proposal speech, so that's interesting to me.
I will read that excerpt.
I'm interested in reading that excerpt. This is from People, The Bachelorette's Michael on getting closure and whether he'd be the next Bachelor. He talks like someone who is going to be the Bachelor, Rim.
You can hear the coaching in his statements already.
Here's what he says. They asked him if he would like, if he wants to be the next Bachelor. He says, I literally just got my heart broken on TV, so I'm trying to mend those wings. And I have to think about what it would be like to get engaged in and introduce someone to my son in such a quick time frame. I'm not sold on that idea! Exclamation point. Yeah, right.
Keeping it arm's length. I don't need it. They need me more than I need them.
And he's right.
That's negotiating 101.
Yeah.
I'd love that. I really would.
It seems like the biggest lock I can remember.
Jeez, you're confident about this.
I really am. Unless he turns it down.
Yeah.
I just can't envision him not being offered it first. Can you?
I agree. No, you're right.
And I can't think of anyone else I thought that clearly about. Maybe Rachel.
Peter. But Peter turned it down. But that's where we were with Peter. We were like, Peter would be...
Yeah, it was clear with him too. Yeah. This just seems like a slam dunk.
And the fact that he's not saying no and saying...
The fact that he didn't say no tells me he's very in for it. So he's good. I think he'll be the next Bachelor.
That'd be nice.
Come next
That'd
year.
Nice. That'd be a feel good.
That'd be the story we need.
For sure. Yeah. Well, he's real life Ted Lasso, this Michael guy.
He just really is.
It makes you smile, it makes you feel good. Yeah. And he's kind of funny.
Yep.
All right. That's all we have, right?
Yeah. Again, next week's episode will be late.
It will be. No two ways about it. Thanks for listening to this week's episode. Yeah. Talk to you later.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.